£50 million, despite never being used. A letter from the Home Office to committee chairs says another £50 million is expected to be spent on it in the coming year. Ali Reeves is Labour's Deputy National Campaign Coordinator and says the cash should be used elsewhere.
It's just so much money on a scheme that hasn't seen a single asylum seeker being sent to Rwanda. This money could be far better spent on going after the criminal gangs exploiting people in the first place. The Conservative Party are in complete chaos on this.
A 16-year-old boy's been arrested on suspicion of murdering a woman who was shot dead in East London on Tuesday. 42-year-old Leanne Gordon died at the scene in Hackney. A 15-year-old boy from Nottingham has been charged with terror offences linked to Islamic State. Counter-terror police say he was arrested in June as part of an investigation into suspicious activity online. The teenager's been bailed to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court on Monday. Crowds in Dublin have been paying their respects ahead of Shane McGowan's funeral. The Pogues singer died last week at the age of 65. Stars including Johnny Depp and Nick Cave are expected to be among those attending the service. The frontman has been remembered as a charming, nice and friendly man. Vodafone, EE, 3 and O2 are facing what's being described as a £3 billion-plus lawsuit, alleging they've overcharged customers. The firms tell us they don't yet have the full details of the claim, but O2 and EE say they dispute the allegations. And Masters champion John Rahm may have jeopardised his future participation in the Ryder Cup. He's become the highest profile defector to LIV Golf. He's left the PGA Tour. And that's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the temperature. 11 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze for today. So it's a nice bit of sunshine and then it will cloud over. Over the weekend, 13 degrees on Saturday, gusty winds and heavy rain. It's saying first thing in the morning, then it will ease off. And on Sunday, 11 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. How are you on this Friday? Looking forward to doing a bit of Christmas shopping, are you? Or are you forgetting about Christmas shopping? Are you putting up your decorations? Or have you already done them? Are you getting in the festive spirit? Have you got a few parties to go out to? Or you've got friends and people you're meeting up with? You know, let me know what you're up to. I always like to know. I do get my little messages. A bit quiet today. I don't know if a few of you have, like, disappeared out. I normally got my little... you know, my little followers there, and they're very quiet today. I don't know what they're doing. How dare you not be tuned in? I don't know. Martin will be tuned in because he listens from work. But, you know, I'm wondering about all the rest, like Mrs. G and, you know, Francesca, Brigitte. I don't know. Sometimes people listen, they don't actually get in contact. Then I have to G them up a bit, and then they suddenly go, oh, hello. But I don't know today. I really don't. I need to go and get my nails done. That's one thing. I started having my nails done because Mrs. G said, oh, look, you know, get your nails done, make you feel better. And I did. And now I kind of have to have them done because if I don't, I get, you know, I like to have my nails done. They've really grown out. I mean, they've grown out so much. They need doing. They are quite disgraceful. I must go and get them done. I'll get them done next week. I might cut them down today myself. That's a bad move. And then maybe have them done next week. Because I want to get them done near to Christmas. Otherwise they grow out. You know, get Christmas nails, but not too early. You see? Yeah, all these things. Now, Christmas songs. I received this song from Ashley Slater, which is called Christmas Lullaby. And it's beautiful. It's not what I, you know, normally get. Well, I was expecting class from him because he's a very classy musician. But normally you get these kind of, you know, funny kind of Christmas songs, and this one is just stunning. So here we go, Ashley Slater, Christmas Lullaby.
I can't make you take it slow, but let's sit back, relive the possible to live again. Sit with me, remember precious days. Snow kisses your cheek like summer sunshine. Winter is the time to be here. Live in the present, every moment precious. Joy at Christmas time. It's impossible to know where stars may fall, but we know they will. We can be sure the sun will rise and bring new days, memories to love. Snow kisses your cheek like summer sunshine. Winter is the time to be here. Live in the present. Christmas time. Take the time to love what you have done. You've got all that you ever needed, all that you ever wanted to have, wrapped in your loving arms. So cherish what you got there. Be with your loving family tonight. This Christmas night, everything's right. Together we're tied, breathing the light. Happy Christmas time.
Say, we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say, the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's one thing we got. Our
Christmassy songs in a row. I didn't even mean to do that.
Go.
Yesterday, when I was doing my recording, I noticed my voice was really, because I've not sung too much. I found it a little bit of a struggle yesterday. I was like, oh no, I wonder if I'm losing my voice. But you know, Tom Jones is still singing. He's in his 80s, so it's fine. I just need to do a little bit of, I need to sing more, really. That's all. I was having a bit of a struggle when I was doing my, my little Christmas song yesterday, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. Also, because I came in, it was cold, and I came into the studio, and the studio was a little bit warm, and you know that can all sort of muck your voice up as well. But I felt yesterday as if I was going down with a cold, not a dreaded cold. I did. I thought, no, don't want to get a cold, not before Christmas. Last year, oh wow, you probably all had that horrible bug that just didn't clear off. I had it just before Christmas, for about 2 weeks before Christmas, and then. Oh, no, no, after Christmas, I got it between Christmas and the year, I just wouldn't go, I had vertigo. In fact, I had vertigo up until about April or May this year from that cold. It wouldn't go, and I'd gone away over New Year, and I felt dreadful actually, but I took, like, you know, your medication and stuff, and really I should have just stayed in bed because I felt ill. I did feel ill. I looked dreadful. I mean, I had a cough and a, you know, vertigo and everything else. It's always, you get to this time of year and you're always thinking, don't let it happen over Christmas. I did have one year when I was, I managed to get to, it was Christmas Day, and we were driving, or Boxing Day actually, and I was driving home, and just as I started to go, to get in the car, I thought, I'd feel a little bit, not sure, I think I'm getting a cold, and then I was just gone. That was it for the whole week, in bed, coughing and spluttering. I used to get Mummy ringing, are you okay, do you want me to bring you anything? I said, you don't drive. You can't walk very far, and you're in Seven Kings. What are you going to... Well, I could get a taxi and come over. I said, but what? You can't get in the front door. I'm upstairs in bed. I'll send somebody else, he used to say. Make sure you wrap up warm, put Vicks on you, but smother yourself in Vicks. And I'd be like, eh. Tie a scarf around your neck. That was another one from my mum to make, you know, tie a scarf. I was like, going to bed with a scarf on. So strangle yourself. But you put a scarf around your neck, and that'll really help. That really help. And lots of honey and lemon, which that always does actually make you feel a little bit better, doesn't it? I don't like the medicated ones, you know, like the Lemsips. There was a blackcurrant one years ago, and I could tolerate that, but I really cannot stand Lemsip unless I whack in a load of honey. But you can make your own. There's people that do like a jar of, I think it's like about 20 cloves of garlic, and then you pour in some honey, and that's the mixture, and you cover the garlic, and it kind of keeps it antiseptic. Do check this before you try it at home. And then you have like a spoonful of it. You leave it to sort of ferment, and that's meant to be quite good for you. But don't take my word for it, and please don't make it and then come at me and say, I've got food poisoning. You could look it up online. There's loads of different ones where they put different herbs and, you know, things like that to help you. But garlic's meant to be good, isn't it, for sort of colds and things like that. Don't eat it raw, though, please.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and you, you say I was yesterday. Have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. Be young, you tell me time has not changed me. That's fine, I've had a good run. I know it used to be crazy. that's 'cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant and ones that got away. Be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good. To be young.
We are on recession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles.
Every day. That is on the A-list. That is Duran Duran with Black Moonlight. Now, inside Tinseltown, where it's Christmas all year round. Would you like that? Probably not. There is a place which has Christmas all year round. It's based in South Wales, and it's 250 square metres. It's a distribution office where over 6,000 pallet spaces, and a showroom for Christmas 2024 is already open. No corner of the showroom is left undecorated. It's got baubles and bells and tinsel and trees and everything. Each room is decorated to fit a different theme, from candy cane colours to Winter Wonderland's extravaganza. Wow, this is a really... a good place. Christmas decoration buying patterns have returned towards normal this year as energy costs have eased, the company says. It comes after UK inflation fell to a two-year low. Christmas lighting has made a bit of a comeback this year, where people had the cost of living crisis avoided some of those higher ticketed items. They're now looking at buying them again. Well, so you say. Yeah, some people have got pink. I don't understand pink and purple trees. I don't know about that. It's not very Christmassy, is it? And I don't know, do you like gold or silver, or do you like a mix, or is it red? You know, red and green. I don't know. I just like fairy lights. I was saying to somebody yesterday, I just like fairy lights. They just make everything festive. I put fairy lights all over the house if I could. I don't even need a tree, just fairy lights makes it feel festive. Yeah, see? You'll get more with Patrick Sherring coming up. I'm sure he'll be mentioning Christmas and lots of things that are going on in the area as well. And also, there'll be lots of services at the churches if you're into going to the church services. I've never been to one. I know you get the ones mass, don't you, on Christmas Eve and things. I've never been. My sister's been to quite a few, and they just look so fantastic. You go probably about 11:30 or 11 o'clock or something, and seeing Christmas morning. And some hymns, and yeah, there's lots of beautiful churches. In fact, there's a few I've actually been into in Brentwood, which I'd never been in before. And I just went in and went, wow. And there's one off the high street, and I'm going to forget the name of it, but it's off the high street where you've got the Spread Eagle Pub. And it's just off from there. That is amazing. Beautiful. I only went in there about 6 weeks ago, and I was just amazed at how gorgeous it is in there. It's beautiful. I love churches. I love the smell of churches as well. And they always have the atmosphere. They're very peaceful. I always find them very, very peaceful. When I lived in Dublin, I was I basically, where my apartment was, I was opposite a church where the Heart of St. Valentine is meant to be, which is just on Anger Street in Dublin. And that church was incredible. I spent a couple of days. I mean, we're not a couple of days in there, but, you know, I used to go in and just sit there. I just found it just really, when I was very stressed, I enjoyed the, you know, it was a Catholic church. I'm not Catholic, but I, you know, I would go in and sit and light a candle. You could do that. You know, you're welcome. Right, coming up, I'm sure it was. I'm sure I was welcome. Now, this is Maroon 5. This is a track, and this is a track. No fooling you, Michelle. And it's called Payphone. I'm having a terrible show today on a Friday. I don't know what's wrong. Just not right at all.
Home, all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, I've wasted my nights, you turned out the light.
Oh dear. I'm joined in the studio by the one and only Patrick Shearing. We did have an issue with the microphone yesterday on this side, which you might have heard when it clanked on the desk yesterday. And I just said, oh, it seems to be fixed. And Patrick's over the other side of the desk. And I think we realised what's happened to the broken mic stand.
I think we know.
Because Patrick's head is on the table.
Yeah, on the table here, Michelle. Yeah, I know. I think you can obviously hold it up like this, so I should do that.
I'll come over and have a look at it in a second.
Thank you so much. You're obviously a technical whiz, Michelle.
Well, not really. I've had Scott Ross standing on the table again this week.
The mind boggles about that, really.
So you've got an excellent show coming up today.
Thank you. Yeah,
tell us what's coming up.
Well, we do try, you know. So we have Carol Moore here today, and she came in the summer of 22 with some people from a creative writing group in Ongar, and lo and behold, she's written the book. And so we're going to talk about her book and the whole process of doing that. And husband Ian's coming in as well, because he did all the technical business about actually putting it on, putting it available for people to be able to buy all the publishing in that way, self-publishing. So should be interesting, actually, just hear about all of that process, really, and what inspired her and how she got on with it. So that's the main thing. We have the birthdays competition at about 1:45. Three people who've had birthdays recent times asking how old they are, and then the vintage chart will take us back to 1977, but well-known tracks, and we'll all be boogieing away.
And is this time of year in 1977?
Yeah, it's always the vintage chart. Yeah. It's always this particular week in whichever year it is.
Oh. Were there any Christmas songs in that list or not? I'm not going to guess because I don't want to spoil it, but I wondered if there's any Christmas songs in that list.
Well, there would have been Christmas songs in the chart, but I don't actually... Being holding them back a little bit, the ones I've chosen are not actually Christmas songs.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Just checking. I've only got a couple more weeks and then it will be Christmas.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So I've actually got, within the whole set here today, there's a couple of tracks with a Christmassy feel to them, which is great. And you were talking earlier on about local churches and things. Well, actually, Father Mark North from St. Thomas's Brentwood, which is the one you were trying to remember.
Though
it's Church of England Church, he is Father Mark. And he's coming in next week.
Excellent.
So he's going to come and talk about everything that they're getting up to over the Christmas period. And, of course, just to reiterate what you said, that, all the churches will be decorated. Chelmsford Cathedral, in fact, put in the Christmas tree yesterday. And if you live in Chelmsford or walk, anywhere around Chelmsford, you go walk past the cathedral. It's got stunning coloured lights outside as well at the moment. But all the churches locally here or wherever anybody happens to be listening, they'll all be doing lots of things over the Christmas period, and they'll all welcome people in, people who've never come at any other time of the year or whatever, or people like yourself, maybe midnight mass, as you said, this year for the first time. Why not?
Yes, I mean, my sister normally pops along and goes, and also if you're on your own over Christmas, again, if you go to the churches, there's normally lots of things they've got going on. Even on Christmas Day, you don't have to be on your own, because a lot of the churches do lunch.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things. Back to Chelmsford Cathedral again, it's effectively, though it's not officially a warm space, a lot of churches are warm spaces. Cathedral's not a warm space, but the cathedral is open from 7:30 in the morning to 6 every single day. And it has underfloor heating, and it is always warm.
Yes.
So we do have people just come in there and just sit there and have a chat and just keep warm in there. Actually, it was a lady in there yesterday afternoon for about 4.5 hours, just sitting in the corner reading a book.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It was nice.
Yes, and there are some very kind people, as we know, in Brentwood, and doing lots to help other people. We always get lots of different charities and people that do so much in Brentwood and Billericay and the surrounding areas, Chelmsford. And one of the things we've got on our website is for the food bank. So they are looking for donations to the food bank. It's part of the Trussell Trust, and you can find out more at brentwood.foodbank.org, brentwood.foodbank.org. But they're looking for tin goods, so that could could be ravioli, the custards, you know, spaghetti, things like that. Then jams and spreads, coffee, again, very expensive to buy, biscuits, soap, toothpaste, all the things we don't think about when, you know, when you might be putting together, you know, buying extra stuff. But it's things like shampoo, cleaning products.
The obvious, the ordinary, everyday things,
They all add up.
They do.
And also shower gels. Now, they're looking for carrier bags. So even if you've got nothing else but a glut of carrier bags, take those because they have to pack them in.
If you think about it, they give out lots of things to people, and so carrier bags go all the time. So, yeah, absolutely. And certainly as far as giving food items, in Brentwood here, Sainsbury's have a collection point there. But most of the supermarkets, I think everywhere, have got collection points for various charities at the moment.
Yes, yeah. And if you are doing your shopping and you can afford to buy a tin, even a tin doesn't matter. It just makes, it'll make a difference to somebody when it goes into a package to help people over Christmas.
Precisely.
It's a shame that we're in that situation in 2023 in the UK. But at least there are charities and there are people out there trying
to help. Was a lot of people out there trying to do their best to try and help others, which is great stuff.
Yes, and that is the spirit of Christmas.
But absolutely.
These things go on the whole year round.
24, absolutely, all the time.
Yep. Hold on a second. I can see your guests. I better come.
Are they looking out?
They are. They're by the window, I'm sure.
Okay.
Right, that's Patrick Sherrin coming up in the next couple of minutes. Let's play some more music. I think we'll have a little bit of Squeeze with Hourglass.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look at the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is fine. Wilson's Corner, always a little bit busy, but not anything major. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, although coming back through the tunnel, a little bit busy at the moment, starting in about 10 minutes, and they are increasing. Heading up from Brook Street towards the M11, no issues, and the A12, again, is running very nicely, but you do have the 41-hour speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures as well. You'll get more traffic and travel with Patrick after one. And now my guest next week is going to be 14-year-old Cormac Thompson. And his story is really interesting, actually, because he's recorded an album and halfway through recording, his voice broke. So it's a very unusual situation. And in fact, they think it is probably the first album that's been done by a young lad that this has happened to. So he's got an amazing voice. Can't wait to chat to him next week. If you want to get out to any good gigs at the weekend, the 606 Club in London, Raphael Tate, who's a guest on my show earlier this year, has got a gig there. He's very good, and I did put up a video of him singing live, so there's two to check out there. But here we go. This is Cormac Thompson, and this is Free to the World.
This is a vision of the night, for I am blinded without sight. I feel sensations now inside of me, inside of me. And all at once I see the light. And all at once I see the light.
A fantastic voice. That is Cormac Thompson with Free to a New World, and I will be interviewing him next week, and also T Green, and I've got John Brandler coming in, lots of guests next week. Do check out the schedule for all the guests and also all the interviews you might want to listen to, all the www.phoenixfm.com. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. Stay tuned. Patrick's up next. I'm going to leave you with Raphael Tate. Get down to the 606 Club on Sunday in Chelsea if you want to see him live.
Raphael, call me back when you get a moment.
Hey, Mom. Hope all is well with you, girl. Hey.
Shatiti, I love ya.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.